For you all to sing that first verse of your song again. Cords of love, and thus he bound me to him, and round my heart still closely twined those ties, which naught can sever, for I am his, and he is mine forever and forever. I really appreciate that song and the sentiments is behind it. Found a friend so dear. You know, that's really what it's all about. You know, I think about the relationship that we're able to have with God, and it's very special. It's very meaningful for us to be able to have that communion with Him, that closeness that. But it hadn't always been that way. Not everybody has that. But God wants everyone to have that. You know, when I look back in Genesis chapter 3, we see where that relationship was broken. God had created man and woman, and I can almost picture it when it says that God went into the garden in the cool of the day or something to that effect, and anticipating that relationship, anticipating that interaction, that communion, that love relationship, only to find that it had been broken, that it had been damaged, that it had been severed. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They had sinned. They had done that thing that God had asked them not to do. The do not eat of this tree. That was the command. That was it. And they had done it. And they had broken that relationship that they had with God. They had failed to be obedient and to Him and to follow Him. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. You know, the scriptures say that God is love. And so I imagine that, and I think about that, Him, He is love. That is who He is, and that is what He does. And here He is, and He's got this love that He wants to pour out upon His children. And He gets there, and He's ready to do that. He's ready to pour out His love and have that interaction, have that intimacy with them, only to find that they're hiding from Him now. Now that love relationship that He had, that closeness that He had, is a one-sided deal. He's trying to love them on a one-sided plane now because they had broken it. They had broken that bond that He had with them. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" What has happened? Lord. And He said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." I don't believe that Adam was ever afraid of God prior to that. Had no reason to be. And He said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" You know, I think about this, and it's just It's sad. It's very sad because they had it all. They had all the love of God. They had that relationship and that intimacy with God. And I'm sure he told them things. And, you know, when you have a relationship with somebody and you have a love relationship with somebody, you can tell them things. You can share things with them that you can't share with anybody else. And they can tell you things and you can commune on a deeper level, a level that you can't do with everybody. And they had that. They had that, and it was so special. And I don't know if they realized how special it was until they had lost it. But you know, God's love has been searching man out from the beginning. You know, the Word of God says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's love has been poured out throughout the Scriptures, throughout time, endeavoring to reach back and get to this level of intimacy again with you and with me and with everybody that you are in contact with in your life. God wants to love them. He wants to pour out that love upon him or her. I'd like to go to 1 John chapter 1 or chapter 4. God wants to pour out His love upon you and upon me. You know, I think of that individual that maybe is lonely and they don't have a husband or they don't have a wife or they don't have any children and what do they do a lot of times? They might get them a dog. Or they might get them a cat. They have a desire to love. They have a desire to interact or to reach out or to have some sort of intimate relationship with somebody. And I imagine God, being the God of love, desired that. That intimate relationship. And so He made a man and a woman. But He's not going to let it go just because they ate of the tree. He's not going to let that go. And so He sought us out. The Scripture in 1 John chapter 4, 19. It says, we love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So God loved us. And it was His love, like that song said, that drew us to Him. That made Him appealing unto us. That made us want to draw near to Him. That made us want to have that relationship with Him. To make us want the salvation that He offers. The peace that He offers, the kindness that He offers, the generosity that He offers to us. It all happened because we were touched by the intimacy of His love. And so God loved and He gave His Son. I think that, you know, the message that we heard this morning and all that Jesus suffered for us. All that He went through for you and for me because He loved you. Not just He loved the world, but He loved you. And He loved me. And because He loved us, He did all that for us. It's Him reaching out His hands and trying to gain that relationship again. Trying to draw us back to Him. Trying to give us an opportunity to once again be reunited with Him. In that relationship of love. And so we love Him. And I think of how wonderful that is. You know, the song said, I have found a friend. You know, when you get saved and you have all those sins and those burdens that come off of you, and God delivers you, and you feel like you're light as a feather, and it's just, it's amazing to know that you're free. It's amazing to know that you've been forgiven and that you've been given a chance at a new life and a new hope. And if you don't remember that today, I pray that the Lord would remind you. Because not a one of us has started off saved. Not a one of us. I'm going to repeat it. Not a one of us has started out saved. And I pray that my children, when they get saved, even if it's at 6 or 5 or 4 or whatever, I pray the Lord will remind me to remind them that you haven't always been saved. We all need God. We all need redemption. We all need deliverance at one point in time in our life. And Jesus died for every one of us that we might have it. And so because God loved us, it gives us now the opportunity to have a point of for our love, right? An ability for us to now love God. And we can utilize the love that He's given unto us through the relationship that we have with Him to now dote upon Him that love and that adoration and that worship. And we can cry out unto the Lord and say, Lord, I love You. Thank You so much for all that You've done for me. I appreciate You. I appreciate Your love unto me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You sent Your Son to die on a cross for me. I'm so thankful that You sought me out and You poured out Your love and You drew me unto Yourself. I didn't come to God, but He came to me and He offered me a salvation. He offered me a deliverance. And by the grace of God, I accepted that. Amen. And He changed my world. He changed my life. Because of that love that He shed out on me. But you know, love has a need. Love has a need to be poured out. You know, when you have love and you're all, you know, I mentioned it, that person that they have love within them and they need to give it somewhere. And they don't know where to give it. And so they give it to that cat and they treat that cat like it's their baby. Right? Or they treat that dog as if it's one of their children. It's because they're trying to find an avenue for their love. And so they doted upon that animal. And I believe that, you know, God had love and He wanted to dote it upon us. And now we have love and I pray that we would dote that upon God. And I know that when God gives us that love, that we have a desire to give that away. We have a desire to put that on others. And oftentimes we put that love upon our children. Or we put that love upon our spouses. Or maybe we put that love upon our church congregation. And we do all that we can to just pour that love out upon one another. Because we have all this love that God has given unto us. All the love that He's shown unto us is out of our appreciation and our desire to love as He has loved. We dote that upon one another. And it's an amazing thing to see how people will come to the rescue or people will come to the need or the necessity that others have. And they'll sacrifice things. I mean, they'll lay things aside so that they can help another person because they want to love them. Because they want to pour out that love that God has given unto them. And so they might do any number of things in a sacrifice to love one another. And I believe that that is good. I believe that is what God would have us to do. Because you know what? Love draws. I wanted to read that scripture in Hosea, which was also mentioned in the song that they sang, and that God draws us with the cords of love. Hosea chapter 11. It says, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He drew them with the bands of love, or with the cords of love, and that's how God draws us to Himself. It's the love of God that's appealing. You may get some people to think about things when you throw out a fire and say, judgment is coming, you're going to hell. You might get some interaction in that. But it's God's love, really, that draws us. Because He's brought about a solution for that. You very well may be going to hell. But God has offered you an opportunity to skip it. Because He loved you. And He paid the price for that. And we can receive that love. The love of God draws. And I can't help but think, you know, if God's love is drawing us to Him. And it's so powerful. It really is. It's so meaningful in our life. I can't imagine what it would be like not to have that love in our lives. But you know that our love draws too?
Yes, it does.
Our love draws. And I believe that God wants us to pour out our love onto others. And I think that, you know, Scripture would say, I don't know if I can find it real fast, but where the Scripture says, well, let me see if I can find it. Maybe somebody could help me too. It's when He talks about loving our enemies and doing good to those who... Yes, but it's in Matthew. Right here. Matthew 5 and... Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. You know, it's much easier to love our children. It's much easier to love our spouses. It's much easier to love our families, our parents, and it's much easier to love those who love us back. And those are all meaningful, and those are all a blessing to have in our lives, that interactive love. But then He goes on to say, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And it's not just personal. But you think about it. What did God do? He says, while we were yet His enemies, Christ died. While we were yet in opposition unto Him, He sent His Son to die for you and for me. And so He's not asking us to do something that He hasn't done already Himself. And it's not so much that I'm asking us to go and seek out our enemies. I pray that the Lord would help us to have forgiveness in our hearts for our enemies so that we wouldn't have to necessarily think of them in that way. But mainly I'm thinking about somebody who is in opposition to us. Somebody that maybe hates us and hates what we stand for and hates what we believe in. What is their solution? How can we help them? How can we benefit them? How can we reach them? The love of God. The love of God, folks. It's not just for you and it's not just for me, but it's for them too. And I pray that the Lord would help us to know how to find avenues for that love for them. Because I believe that God pours out His love upon us. And I believe that His love will continue to pour into us as we pour it out. Yes. He's going to fill us and He's going to have us full to overflowing with the love. And to be willing to give that out to those that need it. To pour it out and distribute the love of God that is being poured out in our lives. Because we've received something wonderful. And we really should want everyone to have it. I mean, we really should. And I pray that the Lord would help me to utilize or take advantage of the avenues of which I can pour out love. You know, we were doing one of the young people's services this week. And one of the young ladies in one of the services, she said that she feels like the Lord wants her to notice people. To let people know that they've been noticed. Or that they're aware of them. Just a simple thing of caring. And saying, you know, I noticed you. And maybe taking a few minutes to notice them. And say, hey, you know, I saw you. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? Just something as simple as that can be the love of God being poured out on a person. That can touch a person. That can have an influence on their life. That can cause them to look upon you and think that there's something in you that's drawing me. You know that people are drawn to those that love them. They want to be near them. They enjoy that interaction. It's special. And I believe that we have ways or opportunities to do that. And so I search my heart and I search my life and I ask the Lord. I say me. I want to do this. I want to be this way. I want to deliver the Word of God to people, the love of God. I want to give them what I've received. You know, I hear the woman that she just wants a little hope. Yes. Yes. You know that there's hope in Christ? Yes. There's comfort and joy and there's warmth in Christ. And He can provide a little bit of that through us as well. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen amongst us. When new individuals come around, I've seen love be poured out upon them. And people want to help them. People want to do for them. I don't believe that any of that is wasted. I don't believe any of it is wasted. You know, and I think about what God had sacrificed in order to pour out His love upon us. And I think within myself, Lord, what can I sacrifice to do the same? What can I do? Or do I just want to do it within my little comfortable circle? Do I want to just do it in my where I'm comfortable? Or can I stretch myself a little? And stretch out that love of God? I really believe that we have something to offer, folks. Yes, we do. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was mentioning to somebody, and actually I was talking to them about the services, and I was saying, hey, why don't you stick around? And I can tell them, look, if you're looking to be entertained, or you're looking to be amused, or you know, you're looking for something like that, then you're in the wrong place. That's probably not what you're going to find here. But I can tell you this, that you will find the love of God. I believe that. I believe that a person could come here and find God's love, and that is a special thing. And I personally believe that there's a lot of people that need it and would admit to needing it. Love. I believe they're all out there searching it all over the place. They're wanting to fill the void that's inside them. They're wanting to be okay, essentially. Because something's missing, something's void in their life. And they can't seem to find a solution to it until they find God, who can fill that void of love that no one else can fill but God. And we can help them find it.
That's right.
Yeah. Because we've found it.
That's right.
We can give that to them. We can give them hope. We can give them opportunity. We can give them promises of God's Word. Of what He said He would do. And that is special. I pray that the Lord would help us to pour out our love. I've heard it said, and I don't know that I could find it specifically quoted in the Scriptures, and maybe somebody has it for me. But I've often heard it said, they will know we are Christians by our love, right? I pray that they would know that we are Christians by our love. And if God's Word was, or God's love was able to draw us, then I believe the love that God has given unto us can draw others to Him. And I pray the Lord would help us to take advantage of those opportunities. You know, it's if we can love God, and like this scripture was saying in 1 John chapter 4, where it says, if a man say, I love God, if we're going to say that we love God, it says that it's much easier to be able to love those who we see than those who we do not see. And he took it to a level where he said, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And that, I mean, that's pretty serious. He says, for he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? So he's essentially saying it's so much easier to love one another just because we have that visual of one another than it is to even love God. But I would venture to say that everyone here would say that they love God. And so may the Lord help us to love our brother also, and to have a desire to see them be united to God, be reunited with the Lord. How can we do it? How can we shed abroad the love of God that's within our hearts and pour it out into those around us? I believe that we've spent 10 days here pouring out our love unto one another. And I'm very thankful for it. I believe it's healthy for us. I believe it's a blessing to us to be able to interact with one another and have the love that we have for each other. And I believe it fills us and strengthens us and empowers us as we go from here. We're not all by ourselves. We have others who are standing with us and who are of like mind and who have similar beliefs or stances, and we can gain strength from that, encourage from that. But I pray that the Lord would help us to be reminded of the fact that we have something very special, and it's not meant for us to keep unto ourselves. It's not meant for us to hide it away somewhere and to just feast on it in and of ourselves. But it really is meant for us to give that out. And I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the avenues to give you. I search in myself. I pray the Lord would help me to see what I can do. Whatever it might be, if it be that little thing of just noticing somebody, that really touched me. And I want to encourage you young people to say what you feel like the Lord has given unto you. Because it can be meaningful to somebody. The Lord can speak to you. And He can give you some valuable things to give to others. And she did that. And I want to notice people. I don't want to just be walking down the road and being too busy to see somebody. Because I believe the Lord can show us the hurts that people have. The Lord can show us that they maybe need a word of encouragement, or they maybe need to hear that you notice them or that you see them. And that can be fuel for them to seek after God. And so I pray that the Lord would help all of us to go away from here with that full cup that you've received in this meeting of the love of God and that outpouring of His Spirit and that encouragement and that strength that you've gained. And I hope that you all are fired up to live for God. And give that away. Not give it away where you won't have it anymore. Because God is not going to let you go like that. You can't outgive God. And so you give away what He's given unto you, He's going to give you more. Pressed down and running over, will He bless you. So I pray the Lord would help us to be encouraged tonight that we have something very special to give. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let him lie to you that they don't want it. Because I don't believe it. I don't believe it. They do want it. They may not know they want it. They may not know that the package that you're giving them is what they want or is what they need. Oh, taste and see. You just got to taste it and see. And believe me, when you're excited about it and you can relay to others what God has done for you and how special it is, they're going to wonder. And maybe they'll taste. And then they will see. If they can taste it with a sincere heart and a desire to really have an interaction with God, I believe that God can touch hearts in our day and time. And like I said, I don't have all the answers. I don't know every avenue of what we can do to reach souls or to reach individuals. You may have ideas that I would never think of. But I pray that the Lord would help every one of us not only to want to do it, but to seek Him and cry out to Him to help us to see avenues of how we can share His love with one another and with those who would maybe be considered strangers or enemies unto us even. Because I know that we put prayer requests out for our loved ones, those that we know who have gone away maybe, who once knew this and have walked away from it. And I pray the Lord would draw them all back. But that's not the limit of our pool. I pray the Lord would draw such as would be saved. And I pray that He would help us to know how to take advantage of those opportunities and pour out our love upon them and do whatever we can to help them to grow in their relationship with God, whether it be to be that encouragement or to be that one that's stable and consistent in their life that is continuously endeavoring to help them get just a little further along in the way. And every one of us is a part of that active. It's not just Brother Ivan that's part of that. It's every one of us that can be active in that and helping them get just a little bit closer, just a little bit further along, just a little bit of encouragement or that little bit of hope that can help them get just a little bit further in their relationship with God. And that's all valuable and all meaningful. Purposeful, if you will. The Lord has a purpose for every one of us. And I'll say that one thing for sure is that He wants us. Freely have you received. Freely give. I pray the Lord would help me to do just that. I appreciate your prayers.